David Jeffrey, let's take that again. What were you thinking?
Hello, Michael. Good afternoon to you. Well, I knew it was going to be very difficult before the game. I said to Adrian that it's never been an easy place to come to, Michael. But even I didn't expect to be a goal down after 33 seconds. You know, and when you sort of say you go to sleep, you think, had we even wakened up? I've got to say, Stephen McCulloch, he knows himself that he just switched off. And Stephen also responded very well. But we went that goal down, but the players showed great control, great discipline, and dare I say, great character. And we got back into the game with a fantastic header by Cathal Friel, and created other chances in the first half. And the watchword at half time was, you know, beware. And we looked at the lesson we learned, particularly against Glenavon, where we had a tremendous first half, and on that day could have maybe gone in 2-0 and end up getting chin 6-1. But we went out the second half with a great resolve, and Emmett Friars scored a great goal at the back post from a corner kick, absolutely tremendous. And then Warren Point came back into the game and we had to stand firm. And then I've got to say that there was a sublime piece of football by Kevin Braniff and a superb finish by Cathal Friel. But probably what was most pleasing, Michael, was I always like one player to use him as an example of how the team have played. And everyone knows about Kevin Braniff. They know about his technical ability, his goal-scoring prowess, his vision, his tactical awareness, all of those things. But I would suggest that Kevin isn't known for going and chasing full-backs down or chasing centre-backs down and doing that unfashionable side of the game. And he did that with aplomb today, and that was the type of attitude and hard work that was on display today.
Did what the club achieved last year, did all that and the silverware and the performances that you produced last season, that put added pressure on everybody at Ballymena this season, David?
I don't think there's any doubt, Michael. You know, obviously expectations are high because what have been achieved last year. But that goes with part and parcel with football. For the job for Brian McLaughlin and I is to press home the lesson that you only get out of anything what you put into it. And maybe the game against Glenavon did us a favour in that being chin 6 allowed us to sit down and reflect on how we did what we did last year. And I've got to say, much improved performance against Linfield. And that day, we certainly deserved a point. Followed it up with a good win against Knockbreda in the League Cup. Good win last week against Cliftonville and another satisfactory win today. And a lot of that was down to, I say, discipline, hard work, hunger, desire, all of those parts of the game, and dare I say, some decent football also. I think I've also got to say a big thank you to our supporters who right throughout this have given us great backing and great understanding. And again today we had good numbers down, and the win today was just rewards, not just for the players but for our supporters.
And finally, David, next Saturday you host Glentoran, and it seems to be one of the early stories of this season that the Glens are showing a little bit of a revival.
Well, I watched them in the Friday night game against Glenavon, and I've got to say, for a game of football, it was absolutely tremendous. But Glentoran played a massive part in that game, and I was most impressed, particularly by their second half performance. So all credit must go to Gary Havern and his staff, and there's a real hunger and desire, and it certainly will be tough, as every game is, but the message to our own players will simply go out and give of your best, and let's see where that takes us.